In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, welcome to this Sunday morning worship as we gather together here for worship and communion and the remembrance of Michael Quabena Benson. We ask you to draw your attention to the announcements as you find them in the bulletin this morning. We want to extend a warm welcome to all who are with us this morning, and particularly to a number of our college students who are back now in town. It's great to see you and great to have you back. Please take time to sign the brown friendship registers that you will find at the inside aisle and pass them down the pew so that you may greet one another by name following this worship service. Pastor Dave is on the West Coast this weekend officiating a wedding, and I am delighted and pleased and honored to welcome Reverend Oscar Kuma to join in leading worship with me this morning as we join together in this special service. Our time of fellowship this morning will be downstairs, with thanks to Aluma Sharp and Esther Soa for hosting this week. Next Sunday is our church school kickoff Sunday with church school beginning. There are a lot of details about that in the newsletter, which is also available downstairs for you to pick up if it is mailed to you, and those will be downstairs on the table for you. Are there other announcements this morning that we would like to draw to people's attention? Come then, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for great is our God leading us to life and love. Let us sing together in worship. Himself invites us to come to him in prayer, to lay down the burdens and guilt of our lives, to be renewed and restored by his Spirit. Let us then pray together, first in silence, than joining together in our unison prayer. Let us pray. Continuing in prayer, search us, O God, and know our hearts. Test us and know our anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in us, and lead us in the way everlasting. O Lord, we bring the depths of our hearts to you and confess those places where we fall short of the creation you have made us. Open us to follow you with our whole hearts, to lead others to you in ways of truth and peace, to join together in unity in your name. This day and always we pray. Amen. Let us continue in a spirit of confession as we sing together verse 1 of our song of confession, How Blessed Are Those, based in Psalm 32. It's in your hymnal on page 184. Remaining seated. Apostle Paul writes, who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Hear and believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Our children are welcome to go downstairs from ages 3 to 6 for childcare, and the family room is available upstairs for those with younger infants. You will note that the worship order is a little bit different than it has been in order for us to put all of the elements of this service together.
Good morning. Isn't this a beautiful day? It's a beautiful day for remembrance. So, Dad, this one's for you. Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. For it was you who formed me, my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written all the days that were formed for me, when none of them existed as yet. O weighty to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them? I try to count them. They are more than the sand. I come to the end. I am still with you. Oh, that you would kill the wicked, O God, and that the bloodthirsty would depart from me. Those who speak of you maliciously and lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate those, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now we turn to the New Testament. Jesus was speaking to a crowd. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. This is indeed the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Will you pray with me? O Lord, our God, your word is a lamp unto our path, a light unto our life. Speak to us with your word this day, that as we gather to hear, we might hear your will, your word, and your way. In Christ we pray. Amen. It is the practice in many churches on World Communion Sunday in October to feature breads of the world, for nothing is so basic as bread. At the table, to remind people that though it may look different in different places, when Jesus speaks of himself as the bread of life, it's a metaphor that we can all understand in our own language. It translates into whichever culture or church communion is shared. We all know that bread is a symbol of life and sustenance. We all share the promise and the challenge that we may be all one in Christ Jesus, that we may be transformed in the blessings as this foundation of life itself, as it represents Jesus to each of us. Bread, naan, roti, tea bread, injera, tortilla, sourdough, pita, you name the bread. In biblical times, not to have bread was a mark of extreme poverty or distress. Perhaps that is why Jesus used this symbol in speaking of himself at this very element of life. Why he speaks of our hunger for bread as the foundational element of faith. I am the bread of life, says Jesus to the crowd. He points to his identity to call people to him as essential as bread itself in the day-to-day. And in doing so, he transforms the ordinary, the simple, the everyday, even as we too may be transformed in the ordinary. Chapter 6 in John's Gospel, which we read a part of this morning, is a chapter of miracle, of crisis, transformation, reflection, and discipleship. A journey which culminates in this declaration that Jesus makes. I am the bread of life. He is a bread that we all need. And we are reminded of that again and again as we come to the table of communion of Eucharist, literally Thanksgiving. The teaching of Jesus Christ, this teaching of Jesus Christ, reveals the Eucharist. And communion strengthens our openness to continuing to hear Christ's teaching as we come again and again to partake. In the feeding of the 5,000 earlier in this chapter, Jesus wishes that no fragment of the bread should perish. And so he watches that none of those nourished by his teaching shall perish. Today's lectionary, Psalm 139, speaks to this also in the fullness of human emotion that comes as we consider the world in which we live, the vastness of God's care for us, and the ways in which we too often fall short in that. No one knows us like God knows us, but Jesus came to redeem and to bring life to all people in all times and places. He knows the deepest places of our souls that we reveal to no one. They are known to God. They are loved by God. And he points us to a place well beyond that, a place of hope, peace, and eternity. These metaphors that Jesus uses in this chapter are very earthy, very simple, drawn from the common everyday, bread, water, hunger, thirst. And there is something about getting down to those basics that I love, to remind it of the root of our belonging, rooted strongly in God. Life gets complicated at times, and Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Come to me, and I will abide in you, and you in me. This is a treasure that Jesus promises that can never pass away. Anyone who comes to Jesus in faith, John records, Jesus will never drive away. The things of this life will pass away. We have a treasure, not made with human hands, a symbol in our life at the table that we may be made full, even at the points of our emptiness. It is fitting, then, that this would be a communion Sunday as we gather together this day to remember and celebrate the gift of Jesus Christ, a presence that never leaves or forsakes us. The bread that we are offered is a bread that Jesus gives, not one that we work for. And when we see that reality, the simplicity of that gift and yet its fullness, we may rejoice in its wisdom. The writer of Proverbs says in the 9th chapter, "Come, eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Lay aside immaturity and live and walk in the way of insight." This is a time of year of new beginnings in many different parts of our lives. What are you beginning or seeking to begin? And are you willing to grasp this promise of Jesus, the bread of life, to recommit to following Jesus again? For he promises he has not left us. Make this a time of new beginnings, to come to the table renewed as we come again this morning later, refreshed and strengthened by the call of our Lord, who will never leave or forsake us, who calls us to trust, to love, to care, and to live in the hope and promise of eternal life. For he is the bread of life, to sustain and empower in all times and places. Amen. Let us continue in worship as we sing together hymn number 439, "In Christ There Is No East or West."
What shall we say on a day like this? That we love God, isn't it? Amen. I always love to see people smiling. I wanted to turn to somebody and say, "Thank you for coming. You've made my day." Turn to somebody. Say to somebody,
"Thank you for coming. You've made my day.
The Benson family. The Ajiman family. Pastor Chris Foster, the church body, friends and all who have traveled from far and near. We are gathered here today to remember and celebrate the completed life on this earth of our beloved Michael Benson. As you are all aware, he transitioned into the next world on the 2nd of September, 2009. This transition, or what is popularly called physical death, is like an open wound that has healed. The pain is gone, but the scar is always there as a reminder. Time and again, the mental video will rewind and play the whole thing over. The hurt and the anger will erupt. But in a situation like that, what do you think God will be saying to us? And we'll find this in the scriptures. In the book of Philippians, it says, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Whatever happens, just conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. And what is the gospel? The whole gospel is the love of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Therefore, we have to give love the opportunity or the chance to dominate our lives. We are to be angry, but not let the sun go down on our anger. When we are angry, the major thing that fills our minds is vengeance. But vengeance belongs to God. In the book of Nahum, God said that he will not let go a guilty person, but he will punish that person. And we have seen God's vengeance at work. We've seen his victory already. And in the book of Isaiah, and I quote, I form the light and create darkness. I bring prosperity and create disaster. I, the Lord, do all these things. When Michael was born, we saw his coming into the world as light. As he grew older, we saw his prosperity and we rejoiced with him. Then God said he needed him. And that was the toughest point. We saw his departure as darkness and as disaster. But it is said that in everything, not only good things, in everything, we should give thanks to God. Why? Because we know that all things work together for the good to those who love the Lord, those chosen according to his purpose. Benson, Ajiman family, and all close friends, those celebrating with us today, God chose all of you for a purpose. And if all things should work together for the good to those who love the Lord and those chosen according to his purpose, and I know that you have all been chosen for his purpose, then what should we say? We should just say, glory be to God. No one can ever understand the principles of God, and we can never understand what happens in our lives. My question is, where is Michael today? And that is where our celebration starts. That's really where our celebration starts. In the book of Revelation, it says, Michael is in the city of God, the New Jerusalem, a city where everything is gold, diamonds, jasper. You can just go ahead and mention all the gems and all the metals, precious ones that you know about. That is where Michael is today, the New Jerusalem. A place where there is no dying, no crying, no pain. All his tears have been wiped away. God himself is his God. And Michael is God's son. All things have passed away. All things have been made new. Michael is a new person. He has been made anew. Michael is looking ahead, not behind. Therefore, my word of admonition for you today is to join Michael and look ahead. Focus on God and his love, so that whatever happens, you will be able to conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Ajima family, Benson family, friends, my call to you today is that let us join Michael and look ahead and move forward. Let all things stay behind us. Let us rejoice in the Lord, because everything that he has done is for the good of us. We may not understand, but that is how God made this world. No one gave him wisdom. He doesn't go to anyone asking what he should do. Do you love God today? If you do, then rejoice with me, rejoice with Michael, rejoice with these families, rejoice with yourselves, and let us move forward to the glory of God. Amen.
Of Michael, as we remember my son Michael, I have to go back a little bit into September 2nd, 2009. Although we are celebrating, but I have to reflect a little bit about the sorrow that I felt when I heard the heartbreaking, horrifying news that any mother could hear. But I stand here today because it's a new day and a new beginning. And we go on. Michael was a sweet, wonderful, and gentle, kind man. He was always looking out for the well-being of other people. He loved his family, especially his children. He adored them. He had unconditional love for everyone. He didn't have any bad bone in his body whatsoever. But as we have said, and we have heard from the preaching today, God has a better purpose for him upstairs. As Peter said, through our grief and trials, until we become to understand why things do really happen, even in our sorrow, we rejoice. So I give thanks to God for lifting me up, dusting me off, drying away my tears, and keeping marching on. We thank all our loved ones, the families that are here with us, the congregation as a body, Pastor Chris, Pastor Oscar, we thank you all for supporting us through these agonizing months. But today we are here to praise God and to thank him for what he's done for us for the past year. So we're going to sing Aseda. It's a chief song called Asedanka Onyame, meaning thanks be to God. All the Ghanaians, could you please join us if you could sing it?
Asedanka Onyame, Nyamya Oni Yewo, Nyama Eya Oye, Eye Mwa, Nyama Eye Sisi, Nyinye Priye Radio, Asedanka Onyame, Nyamya Oni Yewo,
let us pray. O Lord, our God, you are a God of new beginnings, and we give thanks that your Spirit flows in and through us and through this family, that we may gather on this side of this year in such a way. We pray, O Lord, that you would help us to always remember that though we may not know what the future holds, we know who holds the future. Help us to know your peace in that as we are drawn together here. We raise our prayers for all who are in the midst of transition in their lives of loss and grief and illness, for those that are unemployed and seeking new opportunities for the times ahead. May they too know and feel your strength and power as the God who makes all things new. We pray, O Lord, for our world, O God, for this hurricane season upon us and so many in our nation and world. We thank you for the opportunities to rejoice in the beauty of nature of this weekend in this place. We pray for signs of new hope for peace in the Middle East. May your Spirit work to bring your people together. We pray for Iraq as it seeks to move into a new place beyond war. Strengthen its people for a new reality. We pray, O Lord, for the students in our midst, moving into new arenas of their lives for this year ahead, for teachers, college, to the youngest around us, and for those readying for our church school year. We give thanks for those who will lead your children, all your children, in things of faith and show forth their love and trust in you. Teach us to be a witness to the love that you show upon us and shower upon us day by day. Help us, O God, in these days to be your disciples near and far, in our families and in our workplaces, and to pray for those who have yet to know you. Lead us by your grace, that we might again in this hour be strengthened at your table, renewed by you, the bread of life, for this and all days of our journeys. In your power we pray as you taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. We will continue in worship by singing two hymns. Sequentially, number 341, Blessed Assurance, and To God Be the Glory. Let us stand to sing our praises to God.
Let us give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for us. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things.
Yemawabo, Yemawo mitolo, waibala mau, mau 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 motumyo. Ike yemawabo, Yemawo mitolo. Wai bala mau, ike mau 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 motumyo, ike kebio he, ke wa mapeke a, ke wa mapeke kra, ike kebio he. Kewa mapeka kra, yema wagbo, mau mitolo, waibala mau, ike mau 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 motumyo, ike kebio he. Kewama peke, ha, kewama peke kra. Ike kebio he, kewama peke, kewama peke kra. Yema wagbo, mau mitolo, waibala mau. Ike mau 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 motumyo, ike kebio he, kewa mapeke, kewa mapeke bra. Ike kebio he, kewa mapeke, ah, kewa mapeke bra. Yema wagbo, yema wumitolo, waibala mau, ike mau, 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 motumyo. Amen.
Friends, this is the joyful feast of the people of God. People will come from north and south and east and west to sit at table with the Lord our God. This is not a Presbyterian table. It is a table open to all who seek to sincerely follow our Lord Jesus Christ, to grow in his spirit, that your words and your deeds may be known in his. We read in Scripture that there were two men walking along the road of Emmaus. They were walking with Jesus, and yet their eyes did not recognize him. And yet, when they gathered at the table, their eyes were opened, and they recognized him. Will you pray with me? Holy God, we praise you for your Son Jesus, who shared our weakness and was tempted in every way as we are. He came to earth that we and all people might be saved and set free to live in your spirit this day, that day, and for all time. Now give us your spirit in the breaking of bread and the sharing of the cup, so that by your power we may be drawn together and made one with Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. Take these common elements that they might be set aside for your holy and spirit-filled purpose in the coming to this table. In Christ and through Christ, we pray. Amen. We will be taking communion this morning through the ancient rite of intinction. There will be three stations throughout the sanctuary, two in the front where our elders and pastors and deacons will be serving, and one in the back in between the Hope Room and the sanctuary for those who are seated in the Hope Room and the family room upstairs to join. If you need to be served in your seat, please motion to one of us and we will come to serve you. On that night that he gathered in the upper room with his disciples, Jesus took bread, and after he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "This is my body, broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after they had eaten, Jesus took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant, sealed in my blood for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you drink of it, do so remembering me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the death of our Lord until he shall come again." The gifts of God for the people of God. Let us join together in the unison prayer of thanksgiving. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life into our hands. Now we put our lives into yours. Take us, renew and remake us. What we have been is past. What we shall be through you still awaits us. May we be your living presence in the world, today and always, in and through Christ's power. Amen. Let us join together in singing our closing hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness. Please join with us in a time of fellowship downstairs this morning in Fellowship Hall downstairs. And now let us go forth to live in the love that God has shown forth upon us through Jesus Christ. And may the peace of God reign in us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
He married him.
I've been talking.
Wait a second.
Hello, we have refreshments downstairs. Could please everybody go down there and get something to munch on. We appreciate it. There's plenty of food down there. So I'd like to see everyone down there. Thanks.